Last November 4th, Obama beat McCain by 52% to 46%, with nearly two-thirds of the Electoral College. Even with a Democratic congressional majority, Obama's performance has met with mixed reviews. Marcy Gross from Tarpon Springs expressed dissatisfaction with Obama's performance thus far.
To capsulize it, I think he's the worst thing that's ever happened to our country. I think the things that he's doing in regards to foreign policy as well to our problems that we have here in the United States. I don't like his approach, I don't like his attitude, and I don't like the people that he has that he has selected to work with him. No, I think when you bow down to the people over there on the other side of the pond and tell them what an arrogant bunch we are, I don't think that's fair to our country, the people that have died for it, or the people who are here now. I think it's a slam in the face to all of us.
I mean, do you think he's ready to send more troops to Afghanistan?
If he's sincere about winning, yes. If he's not, if we're going to play a game, then no.
Tampa resident Crystal explains why she believes Obama's lengthy consideration for an increase in Afghan troops is worth the time.
I think that the Afghanistan problem is a really tricky situation. Certainly we should be moving to withdraw all of the troops from Iraq, but Afghanistan is a different scenario with different ramifications, and I think that at the very least, he's right to take his time and make the best decisions. I think ultimately his goal and my personal goal will be to get all the troops out of both of those countries as quickly as possible. I don't think we belong there, and I don't think we can fix the underlying problems of the reasons why we're there.
Crystal also says that Obama is standing strong on his campaign promise of bringing universal health care to the U.S.
I think he's doing great. This is a really tough issue. He's really holding our legislators accountable to fixing the problem, to passing the bill in a timely manner. Hopefully we'll see the House bill coming to vote this week. And I think that he's really taken some strong steps and made that his number one priority of his administration. I think it's great that he's taking it head on in his first year.
Local barista Lashita Lilly thinks that Obama still deserves more time to fulfill his campaign promises, given the burden he has inherited from the prior administration.
I think he's doing a good job compared to, I mean, what the country was before he walked in the office. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be changed overnight. Like, I wasn't expecting a healthcare reform to happen right away. I wasn't expecting a million jobs to open up right away. I was expecting gradual change. I mean, within the 4 years, if he hasn't done anything within 4 years, then I'd be like, oh, okay. But after 1 year, it's like he's just getting started. So I'm excited to see where it goes. I would like to see some of our troops be removed from Afghanistan and Iraq, but I mean, I feel like we need to take care of home. Home is broken, so I feel like we need to take care of home before we worry about what's going on in Iraq or anywhere else for that matter.
Rob Beckett did not vote for Obama, but is impressed with his performance since his election.
I felt that Mr. Obama was a very controversial candidate for a number of reasons. I wasn't sure that he stood a real chance of winning at the time. I apparently was wrong in that. He's doing pretty good. I think that he's tackling some fairly tough issues. I think that the next year and a half or so are going to tell us whether or not we made the biggest mistake of our political lives. But for a start, I think he's doing pretty darn good. Collectively, we could all do a lot more. I think that he is making some great steps forward. I would say that my opinion has changed somewhat for the better.
USF professor of political science, Kiki Karusin, describes how Obama's campaign promise of universal health care has been delegated to Congress.
Well, I think the idea initially among the administration was to allow Congress to develop that plan, a very different approach than the Clinton administration, where that health care initiative was really housed in the White House and managed by the White House. And so here we have a situation where that initiative was really given to Congress. Congress was allowed to develop the various proposals. Initially, I think the administration needed to speak out more about what the administration wanted, what Obama envisioned in terms of a plan. I don't think we heard enough about that in early rounds of congressional negotiations.
While Obama may have initially been vague about health care, Carusin says that Congress has played an important role in how this plan is formulated.
We've heard more. There have been more town hall meetings, more discussion, more from Obama himself about what the administration wants and what they're willing to make concessions on. But ultimately, Congress holds the key because they have to pass a plan. And even with Democratic majorities, we have a situation where a Democratic president can't always count on his fellow partisans to deliver the kind of package that perhaps he would have created.
According to RealClearPolitics.com, Obama had a 63% approval rating with a 22% disapproval rating in January 2009. Now, 10 months later, his approval ratings have plummeted to 51% with a disapproval rating of 44%. President Barack Obama visited a middle school in Madison, Wisconsin today, linking student test scores with teacher pay, offering an incentive of $5 billion in federal grants. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.